Merry Christmas. It's nice to have one service and all of us together this Christmas. Often for the Christmas Eve service, we're kind of separated. Some will come to our main service, and you know, those who are still in town and are able to will come to that Christmas Eve service. I know those who attend the Christmas Eve service, it's one of their favorite services of the year. It's a special time. And hopefully you should have a candle at the end of the service. We're going to sing Silent Night together. I think there are also some battery-operated ones. If we still have some kids in here, if you don't trust your spouse, they won't light you on fire, you might want to give them one of those as well. Well, again, Merry Christmas. We can really lose focus during this time, can't we? I mean, think of just the Christmas tree alone, all the lights on it. And you see all those twinkling stars, each one of them shining for your attention. It's like all of the things on your to-do list. You know, look at me, don't forget about me. But if you focus on the tree and you continue to move up, there's one star on many of your trees. Or how many of you have a star on the top of your tree? Or an angel? Here we have a bow, right? I think an angel will do, but growing up, it was always that star. And I want us to use that symbol at the top of the tree, that star on top of your tree, representing the very Son of God, the light that came into the world, Jesus Christ. I want all those other lights below him to fade this Christmas. I want us to have one central focus as the people of God. And that is on the true star of Christmas, Jesus Christ. And so this morning, I want us to use just the five simple points of the star to make sure our focus is on Christ. And this is something actually tomorrow you can do as a family. Once you have your kids back, right now they're going to be all sugared up for you. But maybe you can share this simple message with your kids tomorrow and proclaiming to them that Christmas is about Jesus Christ. We all have favorite, you know, stars of the Christmas show, right? As a kid, often some might think it's Santa Claus or Frosty or Rudolph. And those are all fun and good. But one of the things that we want to do as the people of God, make sure that our kids know that Jesus is the star of Christmas. He's the most important thing. And in our homes and in our hearts, he should shine brighter than anything this season that is shining for their own attention. Jesus is the star of Christmas. Would you pray with me? Holy Father, we thank you so much that we can celebrate your coming, the very gift of the Father's love to us. It was demonstrated, Lord, in the gift of his Son who would give his life to give us eternal life simply through faith. Lord, we thank you for the gift of Jesus because, Lord, in that gift is the fullness of God's gifts, the fullness of grace. Lord, we have full, complete mercy, full, complete forgiveness, full, complete sanctification and joy and peace. And Lord, this Christmas, we celebrate all of God's grace in the person of Jesus Christ. I pray that we would not lose focus, that our hearts would not be divided, that we would not be double-minded, Lord, but that we would be true worshipers, worshiping you in spirit and in truth this Christmas. And that we would encourage our children and our families to do that as well. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. Five simple points this morning. First of all, it'll even be simpler. So S, you think about that letter, think about Jesus is the star of Christmas, and that S represents our Savior. Jesus Christ, the star of Christmas, is the Savior of the world. Luke 2, verse 10, it's what the angel proclaimed, and we read it just a moment ago. The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings," or good news of great joy, which shall be for all people. For unto us, or unto you, is born this day in the city of David, what? A Savior who is Christ the Lord. Jesus is our Savior. Everything that we trace this Christmas is not going to give you peace and hope and joy. You're chasing something that will fade, something that will lead you down the wrong path. Make sure that you teach your kids, show your kids that Jesus is the star of Christmas, that he is the Savior. He is the one who came into this world and to give them that true peace, that true lasting joy, forgiveness. Only Jesus can do that, the one who saves us from our sin. Secondly, Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the truth. Jesus came so that we may know the truth about God and also the truth about ourselves. Look at John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." When we were going through Jude and James and some of our studies this past year, one of the things that we kind of considered was the fact that our world seems to not know anything today. Things that we have just all agreed on for centuries, thousands of years, all of a sudden in the last like year and a half, it seems like we can't agree on anything. Things that we would have all just said 2 or 3 years ago, this is the truth. And it seems we're all divided, and because of that, our hearts are divided, our families are divided, our society is divided, our nation is divided, our world is divided. The most important, most powerful thing, the thing that the world needs, just as equally as it needs a Savior this Christmas, is the truth. The power of the truth, the power of the person of Christ as the truth. All lies lead to death, but it is only truth that leads to life, eternal life, and that is Jesus Christ. There is no other way to the Father. There is no other way of peace. There is no other way of joy. There is no other way of reconciliation. There is no other way to find mercy and hope and forgiveness. No other way to find life and freedom from our sin but through Jesus Christ, the truth. What do you think A is for? He's the Savior. He's the truth. What do you think A stands for? Alpha and Omega. Alpha and Omega. Revelation 1:8 says this, "I am the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." Yes, Jesus is Emmanuel, God in human flesh. And one of the things we celebrate is the incarnation, or God in the flesh, the Word become flesh who dwelt with us. But Jesus is not only a man, the Son of David, he is the eternal Son of God. He is the Son of David, he is the Son of Man, but he is the Son of God. The Alpha and Omega, before Abraham was, I am. The eternal God, God with us. Our world has been separated from its Creator. Often because we trade the truth about God and His Word for a lie. But Jesus came to show the truth, to show the person of God, to reveal the Father to humanity so that they could be reconciled. That word means to be made right in relationship with God. That's why God sent Christ into this world. And often we can focus about the parts of the gospel that talks about man being separated from God and God being angry with man because of his sin and because of God's holiness and righteousness. He's not just holy, he's holy, holy, holy. And that word means separate, separate, separate. And when we preach the true gospel, we focus on the person of God and his holiness and his righteousness. And the more we preach God's holiness and righteousness, the more we sinners are separated from the very love and forgiveness and mercy of God. And yes, that is true, but God did not wish that any would perish or be separated. But he loved the world so much that he sent his one and only Son so that we can have life, life eternal. And he is the holy, 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 separate, separate, separate God, the Alpha and Omega, the Creator, the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher. Yet he stepped into history, into time. The eternal stepped into time because he loved us. And he didn't want us to be separated from him because of our sins. So he took the very eternal God, the very one who was life and light in himself, took on our sin, stepped into time and died. He paid for our sin completely. He was buried and it seemed like everything was over. In fact, on the cross, Jesus cried, "It is finished." You would think the story would end there, but no, he's not only the Alpha. He's not only the Alpha, he is the Omega. And because he is the eternal God, he rose from the grave on the third day, so that you and I, who were separated from a holy God, could be united to him once again through faith. Jesus is the star of Christmas. And finally, they were reminded in Scripture what Jesus said in John chapter 11, verse 25. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." The resurrection and the life. After Jesus made that statement, he said, "I am the resurrection and life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, he's still going to live." Then he looked at the woman he said that to. He looked her directly in the eye and he said this, and I think he says it to us today. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And a few Sundays ago, I said, you know, I used to kind of look at Christmas and as a pastor and kind of downplay it, you know, because pastors are supposed to be the most spiritual among us. And so I had to talk about the value of Thanksgiving. In fact, the most glorious holiday of all for all pastors and all Christians. It can't be Christmas because it's been corrupted. It has to be Easter. Remember we talked about that? And I began to think about the focus of Easter is the work of Christ. But what makes the work of Christ possible is the person of Christ. And the focus of Christmas is not the work of Christ, it is the person of Jesus Christ. Because he is the star of Christmas, because he is the Savior, because he is the truth, because he is the Alpha and Omega, because he is the resurrection and the life, we have life. We have the resurrection. We have hope. We have salvation. We have truth. We have God with us this Christmas. Tomorrow, as your kids get up and they begin to focus on all kinds of things, their hope is going to be in a present under the tree or something, you know. And take time, please, to bring the family together. Settle them down. Just take a moment and say, whoa, 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 hold on. Let's not forget who the star of this Christmas is. Share with them the truth of Jesus Christ. Share with them life, life eternal. Every other gift you give your kids will fade except the gift of life and faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus is truly the star of Christmas. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your beauty. We thank you for grace. We thank you for Jesus. Lord, Forgive us for being so divided, so stressed out this holiday season. Lord, every year we say, we're not going to be like that, yet somehow we always find ourselves in that place. Lord, we thank you that you can focus our anxious hearts and remind us very patiently that we have peace, peace on earth through Christ. Lord, I pray that we would be a people of peace, a people of joy, a people of life this Christmas, and that we would share the gift of Christ with others. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.